الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على آله وصحبه ومن سنة سنة يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Start to continue our class. This is the third class in the month of month before the month of Ramadan to speak about fasting. Today is Wednesday, and this is the third class, inshallah ta'ala. Yesterday we spoke about the ayah number 184 from Surah Al-Baqarah. In the page one you have ayah number 183, inshallah. And then we finished this ayah yesterday. We're going for the ayah 184. This will really refresh our mind, because I'm going to build it, inshallah ta'ala, based to this ayah, inshallah ta'ala. Surah Al-Baqarah 284, take number 3 in the page number 1. It takes number 3 in the page number 1. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ayyaman ma'dudat, faman kana minkum maridan wa ala safarin fa'iddatun min ayyamin ukhar. وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
Surah number 2 Al-Baqarah, verse number 184. Fasting for a limited number of days. So whoever among you is ill or on a journey during them, then an equal number of days are to be made up. And upon those who are able to fast, but with hardship, a ransom, a substitute, or feeding a poor person each day. And whoever volunteers excess, it is better for him. But to fast is best for you, if you only knew. Surat numéro 2, verset numéro 184. Pendant un nombre déterminé de jours, quiconque d'entre vous est malade ou en voyage devra jeûner un jour égal à d'autres jours. Et pour ceux qui ne pourraient le supporter qu'avec grande difficulté, il y a une compensation, nourrir un pauvre. Et si quelqu'un fait plus de son propre gré, c'est pour lui. Mais il est mieux pour vous de jeûner, si vous saviez.
Okay. What I need to concentrate, to focus in this ayah, in ayah number 184, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the second line, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. Yesterday we spoke about Ashura. It was the obligations in Mecca and the first 2 years of Medina. The Prophet ﷺ only was fasting only Ashura, the 10th of Al-Muharram, only in Mecca and in Medina. As Quraysh did it also. The disbeliever, they used to fast that day. And we give the reason, the Prophet, when he learned that the fast, Quraysh used to fast that day because Allah saved Musa alayhi salam from Pharaoh in that day. So they fast. The Prophet ﷺ ordered the Sahaba to fast that day. We finished that yesterday. Until the second year of the Hijrah, after immigrated from Mecca to Medina, then Allah sent the Quran, this ayah, surah, the ayah is sent, subhanAllah, in Medina. Surah Al-Baqarah consists of two parts. Some of revelation revealed to the Prophet ﷺ in Mecca, and some of the revelation revealed to the Prophet ﷺ revealed in Medina. What I want to actually to stop in this one, inshallah ta'ala. وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين. Upon those who are able to fast, but with hardship, a ransom as a substitute of feeding a poor person each day. Right? The second part here, and whoever volunteer access, it is better for him, but to fast is the best for you. According to this ayah, the fasting until this moment was option. Those who hardship, they receive hardship during the fasting period, they found themselves hot weather, difficult in the traveler, So it became difficult for them. Allah gave them a choice. If you need to eat, go and eat, but it will cost you ransom to feed a person, a poor person. That means here, according to this ayah number 184, it was a choice, option. If you need to fast, fast. If you do not, if it's hard for you, you could go and break your fasting and eat, but it will cost you to feed what? A poor person. Up to this ayah, or up to this moment, fasting for the second term, because fasting take levels. Up to this moment, Allah give a choice for the believer, those who found themselves in hardship to fast, it's okay, go and eat, but it will cost you to what? To pay exactly ransom, to feed a poor person. That's according to the ayah. According to the ayah, give me the ayah exactly, number three, the line number three in the English, upon what? The same ayah.
And upon those who are able to fast, but with hardship, a ransom, a substitute, or feeding a poor person each day. And whoever volunteers excess, it is better for him, but to fast is best for you, if you want to do.
That means, Ashakiba, when I tell you, it's better for you to fast. That means there is a choice behind this. It's better for you to fast. That means exactly the option. This ayah, my brother, actually for those who learned the language in the Quran, it was actually what? It was what they call it, transcribed. Nusikhat al-ayah. Nusikhat al-ayah means this law has been corrected. Because in the beginning of the time, it was a choice for the believer. If you find yourself are not able to fast, go and eat. And Allah tells them, it's better for you to fast. That means you have a choice. So this ayah has been abrogated. What means abrogated? The law exactly has been corrected to work with the believers. Which ayah? The ayah, the next ayah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here said in the beginning of the ayah, surah number 2, 185. This is abrogated. The first ayah, 8:184, has been abrogated, corrected. The law has been corrected. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, not anymore. This is the third and final now. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. That's the last one, number 4. هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. Let's give me up to this moment. Go ahead.
Surah number 2, verse 185. The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people, and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for your ease and does not intend for your hardship.
So, Shahr Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of the Quran, when all of this is guidance for all mankind. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clear it. Whoever witnessed the month, go and you must go and fast it, except in the two positions, traveler or you become sick. That is a permission. But I'd like to share with you, inshallah ta'ala, something very important here, inshallah ta'ala, and we need to ask the question today. After this ayah became obligation, the Prophet ﷺ told the believer, now Ashura, the 10th of Al-Muharram, became option. Before, used to be in the beginning, used to be obligation, fard. Now, after Allah, He commanded the believer to fast Ramadan. Ramadan has a priority to feed exactly, you must fast, except in this domain, in sickness and in journey. Now, after that, Ahlul Ilm, the people of knowledge, they became divided for the traveler. Shall we go to fast better? Or to fast the bear during journey or to eat? That is the question actually we need to ask. If you turn the page, we'll go for detail. I'm talking about sickness and about journey. Journey, inshallah ta'ala. I show some hadith here, three hadith. You may find actually this hadith, some of the Sahaba fasting during journey, and some of the Sahaba they eat during journey. Which one is right? Everyone have a different hadith, but inshallah ta'ala, we don't have any difficulty in our class. I'm going to summarize. So the question again, those who are in journey, you travel to Senegal, you travel to Bangladesh, you travel to India, you travel to Africa, you travel to Egypt, I have right to fast during within the fasting period in the month of Ramadan, or I'm allowed to eat? That is my question today. And this is actually, I'm concentrated only in this part. Travelers. And don't rush me, Sheikh Kiba, because we have to give the class a complete item. I'm not going to leave you to be in doubt. Okay, now, let me summarize it for you, inshallah ta'ala. And we go for the hadith, and I tell you each one, build in one hadith to tell you, you are allowed to eat while you are traveling. Some people said, no, I have power. I need to fast. I don't want to miss my day. But Allah told you, you could pay back after the month of Ramadan. You could fast after the month of Ramadan. This is rukhsa, a permit from Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. A permit. Don't kill yourself. You find yourself in a hardship, do not kill yourself. Because I tried that, wallahi, one day. When I travel, and I found myself 16 hours. And everybody around me eat. And I'm in a plane. I was out food. I was in Ramadan too. Subhanallah. I almost actually going to go lose my subhanallah. I couldn't take it anymore. So I break my fasting 2 hours before the Maghrib. And I fasted 14 hours. I try hard, but I couldn't do it anymore. Because may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save you. When you take some certain medication, especially diabetics and all this stuff, your body need water. You know that right now. Okay, now, it is wajib to eat in Ramadan while you are traveler, you are traveling, or you are allowed to fast. Let us see this hadith, inshallah ta'ala, to go for number two. Turn the page to the other side, page number two, inshallah ta'ala. Let us see what happened with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Safar. Bab Salm al-Musafir, and Jabir qala, number one in the page, number two. عن جابر قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر فرأى زحاما ورجلا قد ظل عليه فقال ما هذا؟ قالوا صائم فقال ليس من البر الصوم في السفر.
السلام. A traveler's fast. Jabir said, the course of a journey, God's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saw a crowd and a man who had been put in the shade. On asking the reason and being told that he was fasting, he said صلى الله عليه وسلم, fasting while on the journey is not part of righteousness.
Yeah. Reported. Again, repeat this word here. Fasting what?
Fasting while on the journey is not part of righteousness. Reported by Imam Bukhari and Muslim.
Reported by Bukhari and Muslim. So the Prophet ﷺ quoted this. Why he said that? Because during the journey, he was to some Sahaba, that Jabir radiallahu anhu arda, he reported this hadith. We travel with the Messenger of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By the Asr time, they saw it's crowded. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw a group of the Sahaba, they are crowded around a man who fell unconscious. Wallah, it's happened to me also. I was actually in Ramadan, and they put me like 10 minutes from the Holy Masjid, 10 minutes. And that day, we were in August. We were fasting in August. I fainted that day. Was around the Asr time too. And they carry me and they send me back. I couldn't go to the Haram to pray. So, related to this too. Gajabri tell, we travel with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we had one of us fell down, unconscious. It was a time of Asr. And the Sahaba, they came actually to make shade over him, actually to save him. What happened to him? The Prophet started to ask, what happened to him? What happened there? He said, Ya Rasulullah, it became hardship for certain of some of us to travel while we are fasting. That is the bottom line here. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he found a man, he received hardship. Hassan, no water. They are in traveler. They're in deserts. No exactly cafeteria in the road or something. No, nothing like this. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said a word: "Laysa min al-bir al-sawmu fi al-safar." That means that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fasting while on a journey is not a part of righteousness. So what does that mean for us here? Why the Prophet ﷺ was fasting? What happened to this? The Prophet ﷺ, because certain Sahaba, they refused to drink. So the Prophet ﷺ ordered the Sahaba to bring him a cup of water. He got the cup of water and he drank. He drank sallallahu alayhi wasallam to lead all the people to follow him. That means exactly you are allowed to break your fasting in the journey or not?
Yes.
According, yes. Okay. Let's we move forward, inshallah ta'ala. Number two. عن أبي سعيد الخدري قال كنا نسافر مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فمنا الصائم ومنا المفطر فلا يجد المفطر عن الصائم ولا الصائم على المفطر فكانوا يرون أنه من وجد قوة فصام فحسن ومن وجد ضعفا فأفطر فحسن. قال أبو عيسى هذا حديث حسن صحيح رواه الإمام الترمذي والإمام النسائي. فضل.
What has been related about the permission to fast while traveling? Abu Sa'id al-Khudri narrated, we were on the journey with the Messenger of Allah. Some of us were fasting and some of us broke their fast. The one who broke their fast had no objection to the one who fasted, and the one who fasted had no objection to the one who broke his fast. They saw that whoever had the strength to fast, then that was good, and whoever was weak, then breaking it was better.
So according to the Sheikh Kiba is what? The group of the Sahaba, some of us used to fast, and some of us, they used to eat. And none one of us complain about against one another. So that means actually some of the Sahaba, they ate. And some of the other Sahaba, they said, no, we are able, we are strong. We are able to fast. This is, doesn't affect it because especially for some certain brothers who are trained during the year to fast a lot. It became part of their system. Even actually in the summertime, but became part of their system to fast, they are able. While actually someone like Muhammad is weak, I'm not able to fast like you. I need to eat. I became hungry because he is not trained to fast. So according to the second hadith, it was actually some fasting and some they weren't fasting. Exactly. So it's a permission, and the Prophet did not say anything for both of them. Let's we move forward to the third one and give you a conclusion. باب أجر المفطر في السفر إذا تولى العمل. عن أنس. This Anas, inshallah ta'ala, رضي الله عنه. رضي الله قال كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في السفر فمنا الصائم ومنا المفطر. فقال فنزلنا منزلا في يوم حار أكثرنا ظلا صاحب الكساء ومنا من يتقي الشمس بيده. قال فسقط الصوام وقام المفطرون فضربوا الأبنية وسقوا الركاب. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذهب المفطرون اليوم بالأجر.
The reward of the one who does not fast when traveling, if it does any task that are required. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, we were with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم on the journey. Some of us has been observing the fast and some of us had not been fasting. We got down at the place on a hot day. Most of us had the clothes for shelter. There were also those amongst us who sheltered themselves against the rays of the sun with the help of their hands. The observers of the fast fell down on account of weakness. Those who had not observed it got up and pitched tents and watered the mounds. Thereupon the Messenger of Allah said, The breakers of the fast have taken away the reward today.
Repeat this again for me, Sahih Muslim 119. Repeat this word again. What does the Prophet ﷺ said here? Concentrate with me.
The breakers of the fast have taken away the reward today.
Allah. That means those who break their fasting, they take the reward. Why? Because they help the other who are fasting. So the Prophet gives them a credit. Today, having something different than what he said before. The breaker of the fasting, they take the reward today. Why? Because they help the others. What we learn actually in 2 minutes actually before you go about this. Ahlul ilm divided. The scholars divided. Number one, the first opinion, they said al-fitr wajib. While you are traveling is wajib, is obligation to break your fasting. That's actually, especially for what? The ill and the travelers. Who say I supported this exactly? Ahlul Zahir, the people of appearance. Ibn Hazm, a great imam, called it Ibn Hazm, the one who take the hadith from outer without going for detail. He said, wajib if you travel, because Allah give you rukhsa, Allah give you permit, wajib is obligation to eat during your journey. And whoever fast is not allowed to fast that day. Who said that? Ibn Hazm. Okay. Number two, al-jumhur, the majority of the scholar, they said, as-sahihu fi safar hukm al-fitr lil-musafir. Authentically, the one who travel, he has right to eat, unless he has right to eat, unless he has a hardship. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said, and Imam Abu Hanifa also, I think, al-Musafir, the traveler, is better for him to eat. Who said that? Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, Imam Abu Hanifa, he said, it's better for you because it's a rukhsa. It's the permit, Sheikh Mustafa. Allah give you this rukhsa, permit to eat during, because Allah said that, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Whoever will be ill or in a journey, what's happened, be back later. So that's why Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad, rahmahullah, he said, al-fitru afdal. It's better to eat in the traveling. While al-Shafi'i also, he said exactly, it's allowed for the traveler to fast. It's better for him. Imam Malik, he said, he has a choice. He's the most exactly smart in this end. He has a choice. It's upon his condition. If he need to break to fast, go and fast. If you need to break your fast, go and you break your fast. Equal. Both of them are equal. There's nothing better than the others. It is both of them are effective, inshallah ta'ala. So what we have to do, inshallah ta'ala, before you go, the ulama agreed upon. If you find all of them agreed upon, if the person of the one who fasts found himself in a hardship and it's going to be difficult for him, it will be risky for himself exactly to fast, he must eat. All of the ulama agreed about that. Number two, if it is not hardship for him, fasting is better for him. Fasting is better for him. That's Mizan al-Shafi' Abu Hanifa. If the fasting will be hardship for him, it be better for him. Must go and eat. And they break your fasting, inshallah ta'ala. So, because Islam came to save you, not to lead you to destroy yourself. And do you carry something is bigger than you, exactly what you can carry, inshallah ta'ala. That is actually, so conclusion exactly is upon your situation. If you are strong and exactly, mashallah, you are trained all the time in your life, go and fast. It's better for you to fast. If you find yourself exactly are not able to fast, go. While in general, Allah give you rukhsa. Allah give you permit. Give you permit. You are traveling in a plane. You have to stand up for the salah. But I don't have any place to stand up in the plane. Exactly. We are not going to be in the bathroom in the bathroom, Sheikh Mustafa. Exactly, to stand up and pray in the bathroom. There is no place except Saudi Arabia. They make musalla be in the back. But most of the plane they don't have. Sit down and pray in your seat. Sit down in your seat. It's rukhsa. Yes. Traveler, rukhsa. To break your fasting and to eat, inshallah ta'ala. Even if you don't have, even if you are able to fast, you are allowed. There is no sin upon you. You could eat and pay back later, inshallah ta'ala. And that is the conclusion of the material matter, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala teaching all of us. Barakallahu fikum. Subhanakallahu hamdik. I didn't finish the ayat yet. We don't finish the ayat yet. The ayah number 185, inshallah ta'ala, still we are around this ayah, inshallah. Barakallahu fikum, subhanakallahu hamdik. Shalom la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.